It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
All eyes are on Hurricane Ian, a massive storm. At press time, at the high end of Category 4, heading for Florida's Gulf Coast. It's looking like Ian will come ashore this afternoon right around Fort Myers, most likely as a Category 5. As Ian crashed across the western tip of Cuba yesterday, it knocked out power to the entire island nation and then intensified over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. More than 2.5 million people have been urged to evacuate as catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge are in the forecast. But if you haven't yet left, it's too late. It's time to hunker down. Now, projections had Ian on track to hit Tampa Bay. It would have marked the first direct hit in 100 years. But as hurricanes tend to do, its path has shifted. So residents in Orlando and Daytona Beach are now bracing for impact, and the coast from Sarasota down to Fort Myers is on alert. Schools, supermarkets, theme parks, and hospitals have shut down. The Navy is moving its ships, and people are boarding up their homes. I-4, the Florida Turnpike, 95. There are only a few limited ways out of the state, and those roads are packed. This is the first major hurricane hitting Florida since Ron DeSantis took office. Now he's being put to the test. Thankfully, he's accepting help from Joe Biden and the federal government, as they should, and using a lot of words to say not very, very much.
This is a very powerful major hurricane that's going to have major impacts, both on impact in Southwest Florida, but then as it continues to work through the state, it is going to have major, major impacts in terms of wind, in terms of rain, in terms of flooding. So this is going to be a nasty, nasty day, 2 days. Probably we think now it will be exiting the peninsula sometime on Thursday.
Be safe, everyone. Well, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack postponed the hearing that was scheduled for today because of the hurricane. I know, at first I was a bit perturbed as well, but the idea of a split screen of the hearing on one side and the horrible devastation from the hurricane on the other, they had no other choice. The hearing will be rescheduled. But Congress is in session for a few short days, and there's a lot of work to get done. In an extremely rare moment of bipartisanship in the Senate, the Rules Committee on Tuesday advanced a bill that would clarify the procedure for certifying presidential elections to avoid another Capitol insurrection. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell even showed up for the vote on the Electoral Count Reform and Presidential Transition Improvement Act of 1887. The revision simply states that the vice president's role as presiding officer over election certification is merely ceremonial. It would also make it more difficult for lawmakers to object to a state's election results. The final vote out of the Rules Committee was 14-1, with Ted Cruz casting the lone vote against it. No surprise there. The Senate on Tuesday also advanced a spending bill designed to avert a potential government shutdown at the end of the week. This vote came after Senate leaders dropped Joe Manchin's controversial proposal to make permitting easier for future energy projects. So the man who has held an outsized amount of power in the Senate was finally defeated yesterday by a coalition of Republicans and progressive Democrats. The criminal trials continue for some of the January 6th insurrectionists. On Tuesday, a really tough sentence was handed down for Kyle Young, who looked at former Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone and said, "I hope someday you'll forgive me. I know you hate me." Well, it's warranted. Young received a 7-year jail sentence for attacking Fanone during one of the most brutal assaults on police protecting the Capitol that day. Fanone was tased and eventually lost consciousness during the attack, where he begged for his life, telling the attackers that he had small children at home. Fanone has since left the Metropolitan Police and is now a CNN contributor. Young was the individual who handed another insurrectionist the stun gun that was used to electrocute Fanone. And as expected, Russia took another step toward annexing additional parts of Ukraine on Tuesday when pro-Kremlin officials announced that residents in 4 occupied regions in eastern and southern Ukraine had voted to join Russia. They didn't. Election officials installed by the Kremlin said that 93% of the vote in Zaporizhia favored annexation. They said 87% in the Kherson province, 99% in Donetsk, and 98% in Luhansk. Yeah. No. Ukrainian and Western leaders maintain the results were preordained and an unacceptable sham. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calling the referendum a farce and promising good news from the war front. He said, quote, "We are advancing and will liberate our land." In response to the reaction, Vladimir Putin again invoked nuclear weapons. To quote Kurt Vonnegut, so it goes. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.